Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Good morning and welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show.
Woo!
We are back and live in color here at the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Man, remember when it was a big deal back in the day when you had black or white or you had color?
Yeah. I remember when we got our first VCR.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
And it wasn't beta.
Yeah. Gosh, that just brings back all kinds of. I remember the first movie that we rented. It was a big deal. It was like an event at our house. We had popcorn and dry. We used to have those TV dinners.
Yeah,
that was like
did
back
you,
in
did
the
you
day.
Buy banquet or Swanson?
I don't know, man. It was the thing where you got everything on one plate, and it was just amazing. And now everything is delivered in one plate, isn't it? So inappropriate Uncle Bubba is going to be joining us today. He is joining us now. He's appropriately inappropriate as he's just pulling in, going to give us the rundown of what's going on in the show. We have Tress Collins here. I'm Kevin Miller. And yes, inappropriate Uncle Bubba is now with us.
It is foggy out there.
And we are here for the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, which is a show. Here's what the show is about. The show is, first of all, the show is about you. It's about mortgages. It's about helping you not have a bunch of anxiety about the mortgage business. So you can send your question in without having it talk to a loan officer. You can get some information. That's what the show is about. Now, that's not always the direction the show goes in because we are also people. And we will talk about Tress and her travels and her garden and everything else under the sun there. We'll talk about inappropriate Uncle Bubba's inappropriateness.
And his inappropriate golf game.
At any time of day, you never know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
He's also a loan officer here at TexasLending.com, where he spent 18 of his last 20 years in the mortgage business. And has closed an average of 20 to 25 home equity loans a month for the last 20 years. So suffice it to say, he's closed more home equity loans in Texas than any loan officer in history. And I don't know any other loan officer that you could say has closed 20 home equity loans per month for 20 years. If anyone wants to put up that, you can text us as well and put up your numbers, and we'll see. You show us yours, and we'll show you ours. That's the way the show goes here. And then we have the text line at 972-387-4600. You can text us, and we'll answer your questions there. There's a lot that's going on. There's a lot happening. And we want to bring you up to speed on those things. A lot of new changes coming through the new year. FHA has put out new FHA limits. You're going to be getting FHA loans that are over $400,000. And so if you are out there, a first-time home buyer, and you want to, and you have a credit score of 630, there is hope for you at 3.5% down and with a really good rate. You can get a conventional loan at 630 score as well, but the rate's not going to be as good as FHA would be there.
And the mortgage insurance would be worse.
Mortgage rates have fluctuated, but they came down nicely yesterday. There is a lot of volatility going on in the stock market. As a matter of fact, if you owned Bitcoin, yesterday was not your day.
Really?
Sometime in the last couple of days, the Bitcoin went down to 40. It was 65,000 2 weeks ago. It was at one point yesterday at 44,000. So someone had a bad day.
Well, it depends on when you bought it at.
The value, the amount of money in crypto dropped by 17% in the last couple of days. So that's the problem with trading in Bitcoin and accepting payment in Bitcoin, is your value of what you just received might go up and down very volatilely until it someday it evens out. We'll see if it ever evens out. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we're here talking about your home loan, and we want to help you get that refinance. And we want to help you save money. Rates, like I said, have been bouncing, but we're 0.125% off their all-time lows, but some people don't understand. They hear about all the inflation, and they think rates are going up. Here's the deal, everyone. The short-term rates are going up. The overnight rate might go up. That's what the Federal Reserve might raise. The 30-year Treasury bill, right? And the 5-year Treasury note. And the short-term stuff, the 2-month, the 2-year, these are all going up. But investors, you at home driving around, are thinking, wow, if the Federal Reserve starts raising the overnight rate, the short-term money, then it's going to cause long-term deflation. The 30-year, the 10-year bond, that's the 10-year, the 10-year and longer, has come down drastically in the last couple of weeks. As a matter of fact, it's as the mortgage rates might be back to the 30-year might be back to its all-time low by next week, because people are getting afraid that the Federal Reserve is going to be raising the short-term rates, which is going to make the long-term rates come down. That means the long-term idea of inflation is going to drop. If the long-term idea of inflation drops, people will accept a lower rate over a longer term. Does that make sense? And so your long-term mortgages can come down. So the idea of you need to be, you don't want to jump into a dinner party and start talking about rates. First of all, I've tried it. You don't get invited back to dinner parties. You don't get invited to any parties.
Is that why?
Yeah. Yep, you'll be sitting home with Cinderella and not going to any parties. And anyway, so the thing is, you don't start talking about it, but just know that in the back of your mind, keep looking at these rates, because if the Federal Reserve does start raising rates, then they can cause panics in the stock market and everything else. Just like, who knows what's going on in Bitcoin and why it drops so much. But be careful out there. Everything I read says things are more volatile than they were back in the dot-com bubble, when the dot-com bubble collapsed.
Yeah, that's what I heard too.
Yeah.
At a party last night.
They invited you to the party?
I know. I just showed up, and their party happened.
You didn't talk about mortgages?
Yeah, I did talk about mortgages.
I once did a TV commercial I put together called The Least Interesting Man in the World, which is your mortgage guy. you got the Dos Equis guy, the most interesting man in the world, and then the least interesting man in the world is the mortgage guy when he starts talking about mortgage rates.
Yeah.
And it makes you just want to find a porcupine and jump right in, you know. Yeah, like, no, take the pain away. So
actually I had to, like, 10 people corner me.
Oh, really?
And question me.
Well, you should be wearing your pants. You should have been wearing your pants.
Inappropriate Kevin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So, Tress, how are you?
I am well. I am excited.
Oh.
Christmas is coming. We have our house decorated. It's almost completely finished. We get, because this is our year. Every other year, we leave our house decorated for the whole year in Christmas.
How can you do that?
So it's easy. You just put it up and you leave it up.
Yep. Yep.
And it's really exciting. And it's exciting, too, because we have our kids. We even have some people from church asking, is this the year?
Do you guys have candy canes all year long, too?
No, I don't.
In Farmers Branch, you can't leave your stuff up all year.
No, we don't put it. It's not outside.
Oh, it's inside.
Inside decor. So we have a whole lot of Santas and snowmen and Christmases, and that's all very all right. exciting.
Christmases. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's only
Merry Christmas.
Oh. It's only at the Collins houses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We want to talk about your home loan. The text line is 972-387-4600, 972-387-4600. We want to help you with your loan there. And Tress will ask your question. We'll answer it. Let's get to it so we can find out what kind of questions have already come in.
All right, here we go. $140,000 a year, $35,000 down, 723 and 765 credit scores.
Oh, wait a minute. We you know what? We got right to that. We didn't share everyone what the deal is. Here's the deal. Because no one knows what those numbers you're throwing out.
I didn't even finish.
We can't finish yet because it's just all gibberish.
We haven't started yet. So go back and start.
Yeah. So.
Go ahead.
All right. No more gibberish. Okay. So if you want to refinance, here's what you need to text us. If you want to get a home equity loan, get cash out, pay off your debts, and you do want to do it while rates are low, you know, if the short-term rates go up, that means your rates and your credit cards go up because they're usually monthly terms. So your credit cards can go to the moon. Anyway, so anyway, on the text, here's what you want to send us. You want to send us what your current rate is and what your current credit score is. So here's my rate. Here's my credit score. Then you want to send us, here's what I owe on my house, and here's the value of my house. Here's what I owe, here's the value, here's my rate, here's my credit score. If you send that to us, we can tell you how much money you can get out, how much money you can save, where the rates are right now, what you can expect. That's for the refinance home equity people. For the home purchase people, different numbers. What is your down payment? What is your credit score? How much money do you make? We'll tell you how much home you might be able to buy in 2022. So, or if you have a contract already and you want to get shopped or you want to get shopping right now because you didn't like the quote your mortgage company gave you, call TexasLending.com. We're in the 98th percentile of interest rates. There are people who try to have lower rates. There's a company that came out this year and did tens of billions of dollars of loans. You know what? They're publicly traded. They're going to go public, so they have to announce what's going on. They lost $90 million in the second quarter. They lost $90 million in the third quarter. You can always go to a mortgage company who's got the lowest rates out there, who's doing loans for free, but free doesn't pay people's salaries. And here's the problem. What happens if you're trying to get your loan done there and they close up shop or they lose half their staff and then all of a sudden your loan's sitting there for 6 months? We're in about the 98th percentile because we've been around for – that's a new company. We've been around for a long time. We've got some efficiencies. We have efficiencies, Tress. We're closing loans just under 30 days now. Mm. From time they go to processing to underwriting, to closing. We're closing loans fast. Some of the best rates
fast.
In the state of Texas. We've been around. We've done a lot of things, and we're TexasLending.com. So if you're new to town, make sure if you're going to call the Rocket people or the Depot people, call the Texas Lending people as well. Okay, Tress, back to you because you're going to read some information, and it started out as 140 and 80, and so what's the story?
Well, here we go.
Wait a minute. No, I'm only kidding. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm just going to keep going no matter what you say. $140,000 per year, $35,000 down, 723 and 765 credit scores respectively, and $1,100 in monthly debt.
That's my favorite thing that everyone's ever put. They put more information than asked. That was a trap. So you have a trap for the rest of you when I'm only saying, you know, give us your how much money you make, what your credit score is, what's your down payment. I was just trying to see how thorough you all are. This person is extra thorough, and they actually gave us how much their monthly debt is. Now, one of the things that – here's another trap for y'all. And this is gonna make your head hurt. This is why you don't invite me to parties. Okay. So when people are doing mortgages, the government doesn't tell you what's included in the debt. Right? At home, you're sitting there, okay, what's my debt ratio? You're sitting there adding up how much you have to pay on your phone, you know, what your electric bill is. The government only includes some debts. Here's nothing. They don't include how much gas prices are. Like if gas prices double and you're spending $300 a month to fill up your gas tank, and that doubles, now you're spending $600 a month in your gas tank, did your monthly debt payments just go up?
It's time to get a hybrid.
It's not debt, I guess, right? Unless it's going on your credit card. But here's the problem. You don't know this at home. But this person says they have $1,100 in monthly debt. I'll believe them. Bubba, they make about $12,000 a month. Mm. So about how much home could they afford just on $12,000 a month?
$4,000.
About $4,000. That's 33%. 33% of their gross income, right? It's about $4,000. Mm-hmm. They make 12. 33% of that's four. Mm-hmm. Unless you're doing European math, it could be completely different because they're in a metric system. So I just made that up. Okay. So anyway, the $4,000 is 33%, and that's a lot of home. You know, they can probably get themselves a $600,000 or more mortgage somewhere in there. $600,000 is a conventional loan these days.
647.
Now, what was their down payment? $35,000 down. Mm-hmm. So 3% down is the minimum down payment for a conventional loan. Mm-hmm. So if they did get a $600,000 loan, 3% down would be $18,000. Mm-hmm. So they have the down payment. That's $35,000 down. And their score is 773. They fall right in line there. Now the question is, you know, it's almost like, how do you get a contract on a house? How do you win a contract in a house? We had the idea of renting someone's kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
that was my idea.
Yeah, it was Bubba, because you see the cute kid and you go, oh, I want to give my house to these people. Let's give them the contract. Because there's 80 people bidding on a house. And so they go, oh, we want to give this. We really like this family. They had the cute little kids. So that's one idea. And so... how do you win a contract on a house, right? And so that's the thing. If you're going to go out there and get a contract on a house, you're going to have a pre-approval letter that starts with the TexasLending.com free pre-approval, free phone call, free application, free pre-approval letter. Nothing out of pocket for you until you got to pay for your appraisal when you get a contract on a house. That's for us. You're going to pay some money, earnest money, when you get a contract with a seller, realtors, and everybody. That's all going to happen. But in the meantime, text us your information because we're going to take a break. And you can text us at 972-387-4600. You can go online to TexasLending.com. You can call us. We have loan officers here right now, early in the morning here on Saturday at 972-387-4600. We have more news to talk about when we come back on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. We're back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. We want to send out our deepest sympathies to one of our long-term employees, one of our friends. We're just going to say her first name, Miriam. Miriam's husband died of COVID yesterday. Mm-hmm. That is the third that we know of employee or relative of an employee that we've lost to COVID in the last year. So it is real. It's a weird disease. Most people that I know have very mild symptoms. It's even weaker than a cold for the kids, a lot of them. And then some people, it is just devastating. We lost our friend Bob Bolt, who used to be on the show here. Mm-hmm. And he was healthy, and he didn't have any co-symptoms. And we lost him within 2 weeks. And he was coming to the office working in a closed office door, you know, with 80% of our staff from home. And I think someone in his family got it. He ended up getting it. And we lost one of our great friends, Brandy, her sister, who had just had a baby, died 4 days later from it. And so there's been a lot of grief. And so our deepest sympathies out to Miriam and her family and her young children. That is something that we're all dealing with, and we got to keep on realizing it's real. Just make sure you're taking all the proper precautions to keep yourself healthy and safe, and talk to your doctor about what's best for you. All right, Tress, do you have any more questions for us? The text line here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show is 972-387-4600. And you can text us there, or you can call our loan officers. You can call us. A live person will always answer. You know, it's one of the things as a privately owned company. We do have a live person that will always answer for you. If you call at 11 p.m., we have a service that will answer for you, get your information so that someone will call you back so you're not just talking to a machine. I lived in the world where there wasn't so as many machines, and before there were voice messages, right? And so, and so you get to talk to a person. So call our office at 972-387-4600 or go online and apply. Tress, so we talked with you about your always Christmas at your house.
Yeah.
And yeah. The way she said that, like she's waiting for Santa.
So
right
I have
now.
A question. My mother, who I lost a few years ago to dementia, and so she used to make amazing pastries all year long for different things. Every holiday was a different kind of pastry. She used to make cakes from scratch when I was a kid, and she'd make fancy, like stuff you'd buy at a store. She'd make different designs, and she'd make dinosaur cakes and all these other things. It was a great deal. And we got to lick, of course, the frosted yes. bowl and the cookie bowl and everything. And she made everything from scratch, which I look back and I go, man, we were eating raw eggs and everything, which made me strong. Anyway.
Rocky.
Do you make cookies and stuff?
Yeah.
Do you make the stuff, the one, the walnut ones that got the fluffy white stuff on the outside, and they're doughy and they're kind of, you make those of the round cookies?
Yeah, except I do mine with pecans. They're like
pecans. Is that what it is?
Mexican wedding cookies. So it's like
sounds like Kevin's ordering some cookies there.
They're too. Really. I mean, you bake them, but they're really, really soft and they're balls, and you roll them in powdered sugar and yeah. Yeah, I make those. Do you want me to make you some?
Please.
Yeah.
My son has never had any.
Oh, really?
And I thought I was going to, you know, I get these ambitions. Like, I'm going to go and I'm going to go out and buy a bunch of dough and do that. But then I realize I'm me
dough.
And I'm going to buy flour and try yeah. to figure it all out from scratch.
They're pretty easy.
Yeah.
I'll and make so, you some.
Anyway, that's not my specialty. So if you could do that, that'd be great. And okay. you can bring some for everyone on the fan that's listening. Everybody,
yeah, give out the address so they can drive by.
Yeah,
and pick it up.
That'd be great.
You all can
we could
get
do a drive-by show.
You can get some of Tress's cookie balls.
We should do a show outside. This is a,
yeah, we're going to start getting into Pete Schwette here in a minute. We're going to stay away from that. Okay. So, Tress, questions.
Okay.
Oh, what else? What else?
I'll have them
cookies.
For you next week. Well, I make all sorts of stuff. I got to make a pecan pie. I got to make my birthday cake because my birthday is next week.
I've become fond of pecan pies.
Really?
It's yeah, my dad got a new favorite. Girlfriend, and she made one for, couple for Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
And they were good.
Yeah. They were okay. Yeah, they were good. I mean, they were good, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I use dark corn syrup in mine.
Yeah.
A lot of people use light corn syrup, but we like the dark.
Yeah, I do too.
All right.
Just saying. Okay, are you all ready?
Yes.
Here we go. How does the stock market volatility Kevin was talking about affect home prices?
How does the stock market affect home prices? Well, if the stock market collapses and everyone has all their money leveraged, do y'all know what that means? So if you're in finance, which a lot of people in Dallas are, you're rolling your eyes, but not everyone knows what leveraged is. Like people would take their stimulus money and invest it in the stock market. People were taking their stimulus money and buying Bitcoin. People were borrowing money off their credit cards and buying stocks. Well, all of a sudden, if the stock market's collapsed, you know, all this money that people had invested goes down, and then all of a sudden, oil prices are at six, gas prices, if they go up, right? Then if they're at double, then all of a sudden, you can't afford as much house. We saw it in 2008, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when the stock market collapsed, oil prices, gas prices were $4 a gallon, $4.50 a gallon. And so no one could afford a house. They stopped paying mortgage payments. Home, you know, the home values collapsed. Now, everyone likes to think, oh, yeah, but we're here in Dallas and it's regional. And we know with the internet, things move so fast. Information travels worldwide really fast. And everyone kind of moves in step. You know, everyone kind of just says, oh, let's all sell at the same time. So booms go faster and collapses go faster. So what's going to happen? With everyone moving to lower tax states, a lot of the higher tax, you know, they have income taxes in these states. Sometimes they're 14-15%. You know, with the new tax ideas that are coming out, for example, California, 65% of your income will go to government taxes. And so, you know, a lot of people are moving to Texas because there's no state income tax, right? There's property tax. If you want to buy a big house, you're going to pay some taxes on it.
Yeah.
But there's no state income tax. And so people are moving. That's one of the big reasons. And so you say, well, if the stock market collapses, will the home values remain intact? I don't know. We haven't seen that, all that dynamic of everyone moving from high tax states like they were. They weren't doing that in 2008 like they are now. And so I don't know if home values just remain steady here while the rest. Here's the other thing that made Texas really strong. Home values never really collapsed in Texas. Mm-hmm. They kind of stayed steady, maybe dropped 5-10%. There was some drop, but they dropped 50% in some states, you know?
Yeah.
But we didn't have home equity loans at 125% of the value of the house. They were going, go get up to 125% of the value of your house. Zillow was buying homes at 110% of the value of the house. And then they had a big culling. But in Texas was strong because we never did home equity loans at 125% of the value of the house. They were always limited to 80%.
Right.
So people weren't, they didn't owe 100% of the value of their house. They could actually still sell the house because they only got 80% of the value out. Their home value dropped 10%. They could still sell their house. So home values remain kind of steady here. And the rest of the states have kind of come around to that. They're not doing these, Fannie Mae's not doing cash out to the 100% anymore, right?
Nope.
They're at 80-85%.
80.
You know, some of the loans you can get up to 85% on some of the government loans in other states on cash out. But my point is this, there's no more 100% cash out. So if the home values do drop 5 or 10%, I think people can still sell their houses in a lot of cases. Depends on what rates do. Now, I have an idea we can get to in a second, or we can get our, let's get to some people's questions here. But I think that what stock volatility will do to, that was an appropriate question. And we're seeing it now. There's a lot of volatility. We see stocks go down 2% one day and up 1% the next day. And there's so much bubble out there. When do everyone grab their money and do stocks drop 20%? You know, we'll see. Trust.
Okay, next question. My credit score is at a 627. I am looking at buying our first home. What kind of options do I have on buying, or should I work on my score to get better rates?
You know what? I don't know if people just got smarter in this town, and just because all the questions are
good.
Are good questions. You know, should I wait to get my credit score up? And so, Bubba, what do you think? 627. What are their options?
I think, well, your FHA options are 640 and above are really good.
For the best rates.
For the best, yes.
Because if you have a 660 score or a 680 score or 700 score, your FHA rate is the same at TexasLending.com.
Yeah, exactly.
640, 680, 700.
Same.
Now, if you're at 700 on a conventional loan and your credit score drops 20 points, your rate goes up. Now, that's across the board. That's at every mortgage.
Your mortgage insurance goes up.
Yes. And then the 680 score down to 660, your rate goes up again. 680 down to 640. As your credit score drops on the conventional loan, your rate goes up. Ah, but FHA, 640 score.
Yeah.
Your rate's going to be the same as it is at 700. So you can still get a rate in the mid twos on an FHA loan or the 640 score. So they're at 627. We have Credit Analyzer and Credit Expert. What is that? We don't have them. We have access to those services. Those are services provided by the credit bureaus. Credit Analyzer and Credit Expert, they come from the credit bureaus. When we pull your credit, your 627 score, we run it through Credit Analyzer. This is a free service from TexasLending.com. It says, hey, you know, if you pay down this credit card by $200, your score might go up by this much. And those 20 points can be a lot. It can be a 0.5% on a $240,000 loan is over $20,000 in savings over the term of a mortgage loan. A 0.5% in interest rate on a $240,000 loan is over $20,000 in savings over the term of a loan. So you can save $20,000 by paying, potentially by getting your rate better, by going from 627 to 645 on an FHA loan, getting an FHA at a good rate there, you might be able to save money long term. $20,000 long term if you get a 0.5% better rate. So another reason to call TexasLending.com, we know that our purchase rates are better than 90% of the mortgage companies out there. If you're trying to buy a home, go through our home purchase service. I have a 51% ownership in a real estate company, and we refer your pre-approval to those companies. We let you know up front. It's called an affiliated business arrangement. And then our real estate company gives you a discount on their realtor fees at closing. And you get to work with a team who gets you free pre-approval, discounts on your real estate, a rate better than 90% of the mortgage companies. I can't say the best because I don't know who's out there doing stupid stuff, you know, like doing loans for free, you know.
There's always stupid
sometimes
stuff.
Sometimes it's someone pushed the wrong button. Sometimes it's doing stupid stuff for free, and then they don't make any money and they go out of business. We've seen about 150 companies try to do free loans, and it's a good idea for about 5 minutes, and then they don't have any money and they go out of business. We want to get you the best rate we can, and it starts with TexasLending.com. Go online, 972-387-4600 is the number. The online is TexasLending.com. We're taking a break, and we come back more questions on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. We're back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, and we want to help you with your mortgage. And we want to help you save money with a company you can trust, a company that's been around, a company that's giving you great services over the years. I've invested a lot of money this year, we'll call it in the millions, in technology to speed up your process, to make it more efficient, make your communication by, hey, when you apply, we'll text you really fast. Hey, how do you want to do this? By phone, by text, by email, right? How fast do you want this to go? You need to get this going fast. We're texting you so that we know just where your loan is. And then so by the time you're talking to a person, you've already paced this thing out. But we will call you as well. When you call us, you can get a live person. We've put a lot into your experience this year, and we have more coming. And so TexasLending.com is second to none in technology and speed and personal service. And our experience of loan officers, Bubba's been here 20 years. Our average loan officer probably has 10 to 12 loan years in the mortgage business. Getting loans done quickly. Make sure you call us today, TexasLending.com. Trust.
All right. Ready?
Yes.
Okay. Someone's asking about a refinance. They owe $360,000. The value is $1.1 million. They have a 2.875% 30-year fixed. Their credit score is 785.
So they owe $360,000. Their rate's at 2.875. They might get down around 2% on a 15-year. You know, on their loan size, if they dropped 1%, if they paid a point origination and 1% origination fee, their closing cost, they might get a 15-year right around 2%. If they dropped 1% on that rate, they'll save nearly $300 a month in interest. Their payment's going to go up because they're going from a 30-year to a 15-year. So you got to pay off the principal at half the time. So your principal payment's going to go up. But you're going to save nearly $300 a month in interest. That's after-tax savings. $300 every month, you'd have to make $400 to $500 a month, which is between $5,000 to $6,000 more per year from your job to make that take-home savings. That's just going to cover your increase in taxes that's going to happen on your houses. A lot of you don't know it. Your taxes are going to go up next year. Your cities and your counties are going to come to you and say, you got to pay more in taxes. Your payment's going to go up $200 to $300 a month. Get it refinanced now. Consolidate your debts. Lower your payments with a cash-out refinance. Get that 15 to 20% credit card rates. Get them all consolidated down into a rate somewhere give or take 3%, right? Give or take. Some will be higher than that. Some will be lower than that. Around there, everyone's situation is different. But if you lower your rate from 15% to 3%, right, that's an 80% drop in your rate that you're paying in your debt. So if you can do this all in one fell swoop, that's my word of the day, fell. The fell swoop.
The fell swoop.
The fell swoop mortgage. We got to make that the fell swoop mortgage. One fell swoop. We're going to help you get all your debts reduced.
All your swoop done.
Yes. 972-387-4600. Call a loan officer now. If you call now, I guarantee you're going to talk to a live person and talk to a loan officer. And by the time Monday's rolling around, your loan is already working its way to processing. And then right when the new year kicks in and you've overspent for the holidays, we know how it goes. You're gonna want to have everything refinanced in one fell swoop. Call us. Trust.
All right. Annual income of $110,000, credit score of 620, down payment of $15,000. No commas. What can I get pre-approved for?
So the limiting factor there is their credit score at 620. And is it 619 or 621? Mm-hmm. That's important. 621 is, I'm going to say this to everyone out there. They always say, do I need 740 credit score? Do I need 20% down? When it comes to credit, the credit score that leaves your options open is 620. 619 takes away half your options.
Yep.
Right? And so half of your options on buying a home go away at 619. If you go to 621, your options are there. Your rates aren't as good for 621 scores. They would be at 660 or 800. But what do you think? Bubba says, what could I get pre-approved for? Their income is $110,000, so they're making about $9,000 a month.
Well, you said that FHA is that $400,000.
Yeah.
That's going to be probably a good target right there.
Now, yeah, their payment, that's good. $400,000 is their new FHA, somewhere in that ballpark. We'll get the exact amount for you. Somewhere around $400,000. A little over $400,000 is the new FHA limits. So with a 620 score, that's going to be a good credit score for you. For 620, if you can get that higher.
Yeah, if you can get it. If you can get it just 20 points higher, you're going to
get great rates.
You're going to get a great rate.
Yeah, but 620, call us. Our home purchase team just does home purchase loans.
Yep.
They're going to get you pre-approved, and they're here for you at TexasSunny.com. Tress.
All right. Follow-up question. 800 credit score, married with combined income. Salaries, $350,000.
Wow.
Annual stock, $75,000. Bonus of $75,000. $200,000 cash for down payment. How much home can I get? What's the best term of year slash rate for me?
Well, first of all,
Merry Christmas.
We're going to call them up and go to dinner with them.
Yeah. We'll let them pay.
Salary is $350,000, okay? And then
don't
after the stock
me.
And bonus, they're making half a mil.
Count your blessings.
So, yes, hopefully you can keep that all. $700,000 cash for down payment. How much home can I get? As much as you want.
Yeah.
You can get as much home as you want, really. I mean, that person can get a $2 million home with a $700,000 down. Or is that
$200,000?
Oh, you know what? It's not that my eyes are bad. It's just that my arms aren't long enough. If you're over the age of 40, you know what
I'm talking
about. Is that
like the guy that can't pay the bill at
the restaurant? I can't see the computer screen from a foot and a half away. I can't even read it.
You can borrow my readers?
I need to get the readers. I'm in denial.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll tell you what. Y'all look. Everyone looks prettier from a foot and a half away if you're around me. I'll tell you what. I can't see you. So anyway. So I thought it said $700,000. It was $200,000.
$200,000 cash. Mm.
So listen, for a jumbo loan, you're probably going to need 20% down. You know, is a good idea. Some people are doing 10% down, and the rates are higher. You can get a second lien, that kind of stuff. They can get as much house as they want to. Go out there and get it done today. Get her done, and then with that $500,000, they get everything they want. So that person has everything they need to buy a home. 972-387-4600. Go online to TexasSunny.com. Tress.
All right. Let's see. My wife and I bought our house a little over 2 years ago. We owe $290,000 and have a 3.99% rate. At the time we bought, my middle score was under 700. Now that should be at 746. My wife's is 800. We don't need to lower our payment, but would prefer to shorten our term and keep our mortgage payment the same. We still have PMI, but our home value is considerably higher than when we bought it, around 420 right now.
So the 0290, it's worth 420. They have plenty of equity.
Plenty
Bubba,
of equity.
What do you want to say?
I would say you want to lower your term, and you can probably get, without MI, a 20-year, probably the same payment. Pretty
yeah,
much.
They might be able to get a 20-year in the mid-twos.
Yes.
3.99 is their current rate.
Uh-huh.
They can drop the rate 1.5%, somewhere in that ballpark. On 290, they're going to save, they're going to save $400 a month in interest payments. Well, if by going to a 20-year, will that keep their mortgage payment the same? If they go from a 30 to a 20, if they went to a 15-year, it's going to be down around 2.125, somewhere in that ballpark. If they pay a point, you know, it depends. You know, it just all depends on where the rates are on Monday. With what I see going on in the market right now, there's so much volatility, and the rates really came down aggressively in a couple days this week. You know, they could be back to near their all-time lows here right before Christmas. So you have a chance to go to a 20-year or 15-year are great options for you. Call us at 972-387-4600. Go online to TexasLending.com. When we come back, we're going to answer more questions. Now, get your question in now because it's getting near the end of the show. Can we help you? We'll find out at 972-387-4600. Go online and apply at TexasLending.com. if you want to text us again, that number, 972-387-4600. We're going to come back, and we will answer more of your questions here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. The TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Where we want to help you with your credit mortgage approval at 972-387-4600. We want inappropriate Uncle Bubba to help you with your home loan. You can, what's your text line, Bubba?
972-232-0468. Who do we appreciate?
Say it one more time.
972-232-0468.
You need to get your own cheerleading squad that follows you around.
Yeah.
You know, with pom-poms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm all in.
All right, Tress.
Okay, here we go. Refinance currently 3.125%, 30-year, owe $225,000, value is $375,000. Is it worth it to refinance? No cost, 2.0 or 15-year, credit score is 745.
They're at 3.1 on a 20. Is that a 30-year? On a 30-year. Again, eyes, eyes. I want to create a computer program that automatically adjusts the size of the font based on your eyes. It automatically knows you can't see. You know,
I've got an app to show you.
Well, you can automatically do that on your phone, but just the computer knows. I don't have to tell the computer to do it. So they're at 3.1, Bubba, and they owe 225.
Mm-hmm.
The value is 375. They want a no cost at 2%. That ain't going to happen. You're not going to get a no cost at 2%. A zero closing cost loan. Now, there are companies doing loans for free. See, their idea is that they're going to do a lot of volume, losing money. And then after they lose money and do a lot of volume, because they're so brilliant giving away free stuff, that they all go out of business. And so if people are offering you free money, then be careful. You don't want your loan going upside, you know, all of a sudden they go out of business halfway through getting your loan done. I don't know anyone that can give away free loans for long, you know. They tried it in 2008, zero down loans, losing money, you know, no one's paying them back. That didn't last very long. So
look where that took us.
Yeah, it's like having that friend who just rolls up their credit cards and they don't ever pay them. You know, they're not making enough money to pay their bills. It's not good. It's not good long-term math. So anyway,
it's just equity anyway. I mean, it's not real money that you pay out of your pocket. It's just you're borrowing your equity to pay your closing costs. And
well,
your equity is going
up. Well, it's real. Yeah, so it's like you never see your money when you get paid. It just goes into a bank account, right? And so you never see it. And you never see your equity in your house until you just, if you all printed it out. I saw some show the other day. It was funny. And someone paid someone in cash. And it was like a 17-year-old kid, and they go, "What's cash?" They said, and the person said, "Well, it's like Bitcoin, but it's on real paper." They said, "It's like Bitcoin." They go, "What is cash?" The kid goes, "What is cash?" He goes, "It's like Bitcoin, but it's in paper." It's like you're explaining to kids what is cash. I've never seen actual money before. You know?
Well, they said that day was coming, and I mean, a long time ago, that when you wouldn't have cash. So,
well, what is the value
basically.
Of things, right? Is whatever value you give to it, right?
Right.
Yep.
What value do you give to gold? Whatever people feel like they want to pay for. What value do you give to diamond rings? Whatever value you want to give to it. I know a guy who invested all his money in art, and when he tried to sell it, he couldn't sell it for 10 cents on the dollar. What is the value of the art? It depends. You know?
Yeah.
You know what? It's like, what is the value of
art? Ask Art's mom what the value of art
like,
is.
Like, Bubba, if we had an auction for a date with Bubba, how much would that go for?
Yeah, big bucks.
And you can't, Bubba, you can't bid on your own self. We know that that's
priceless. I want to go out with myself.
That's priceless.
Did you answer their question?
That was the answer.
Was that?
Whatever we just said was the answer. That's what you're going to get. If you want to talk about your mortgage, go sit down for an hour and a half, and we'll have a beer with you and talk about it. So this person, they're at 3.1. I think I'll probably get a 15-year in the low twos.
Yeah.
Okay. If you don't want to play closing costs, they're probably going to be in the mid twos. Okay. Mid twos. If they want to get no closing costs, mid twos. If they want to pay some closing costs, they can get in the lower twos on a 15-year. There are some options. Is it worth it or not? I don't know. You got to run the numbers. Free quote, free application, free pre-approval, free numbers. We send you, here's some numbers. Do you like the numbers? What is the value of that to you? We don't know.
What is the value of the numbers?
What is the value to a date with Bubba? That's the big question of the day. Trust. Nice question.
At what percent of your home loan do you no longer have to have the PMI? Thanks from long-time listener Mark.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, long-time listener Mark.
First-time texter, long-time listener.
Yep. So at what percentage of your home loan does your PMI go? It's different. On an FHA loan, if you put your minimum down payment, your PMI never goes away. We call that the herpes loan. It never goes away. So the PMI,
everybody refinances out of an FHA loan down the road.
Now, if you put a 10% down payment on an FHA loan, you get a 15-year mortgage, your PMI is going to go away after 11 years or so, right?
Right.
Now, what percentage on a conventional loan? Well, once you, if you refinance at 80%, you're not going to have any PMI. If you get a new loan and it's at 80% of the value of the home or less, if you put on a home purchase or a refinance and you put 20% down of the appraised value, or you refinance at 80% of the appraised value, or you get cash out, there's no PMI. However, on your mortgage, the rule is the mortgage lender, once your loan is at 78% of the appraised value, the PMI will go away. Once
it's not 78% of the appraised value.
Of the loan amount. The
original. Yes.
No, it's of the original appraised value.
Original, yes.
When you ever got your loan, if you put 5% down and in one day you owed 78%, the PMI must go away by law. So that is the technical answer. Makes all your head hurt. That's why you don't want to invite us to dinner, because it will make your head hurt. Here, have some nachos. Here's some guacamole. Have a beer. Enjoy your day. Have a margarita. Have a mojito. We got to get out of here.
We
run out of time, and it's Tress's fault, because Tress is in charge of time. Well, thank you, Tress. Thank you, Inappropriate Uncle Bubba. Yep. Everyone, enjoy your week. Go online and apply at TexasLending.com. We will see you all next week. We'll share more answers for you with your questions about your mortgage on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Come right back here on 105.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.